Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with exorcism rites as we pick up in Luke chapter 11, verse 17. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
They did have exorcism rites, according to Josephus, that were handed down from Solomon. They say that Solomon, in all of his wisdom, did devise certain drugs and all and incantations for the exorcising of demons. And there were those in those days, according to Josephus, who, using these ancient rites of Solomon, were able to exorcise demons. And Jesus was probably referring to these widely practiced and totally accepted exorcism rites of which Josephus spake. And he said, if I am casting out demons by Beelzebub, then who are your sons casting them out by? They'll be your judges. But if I with the finger of God am casting out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come to you. He's just asking them to use their reasoning powers. Jesus is reasonable, and he asks you to be reasonable. They're making a ridiculous accusation. He's casting out devils by the power of the devil. Jesus said, hey, that's ridiculous. If that's going on, then Satan's kingdom is divided against itself. It's going to fall. You better be rejoicing at what I'm doing. But that's not the case. If I am casting out devils, I'm doing it by the power of God. Then you better realize that the kingdom of God has come among you. And when a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he takes from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divides his spoils. Now, here we have a very important lesson concerning prayer. The strong man in this case is Satan. He is armed. He's keeping his palace, his domain. But thank God we can come against the domain of Satan in the name of one who is stronger than Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we, through the power and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, can spoil the stronghold that Satan has in people's lives. I am amazed at the control that Satan is able to exercise over people. I have seen people's lives who are so bound by the power of Satan that they do not possess good common sense. They're irrational in regards to spiritual things. And there are those that, when you listen to them talk, you observe their habits. You see the power of Satan manifested in such a strong way. We oftentimes just sort of back away and say, man, there's no help for that person. They're really gone. But that is because we are so overawed at the power of Satan to take hold of a person's life that we fail to realize that there is one who is stronger than Satan. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And God has left us here in order that we might exercise that authority and power of the name of Jesus by destroying the work of Satan in the lives of those people around us, by binding Satan's power in the authority of the name of Jesus, setting them free from that terrible hold that Satan has upon them, and giving them the opportunity, without that coercive force and power of Satan perverting their reasoning processes, let them make a reasoned decision concerning their relationship to Jesus Christ. And so when one that is stronger comes, he overcomes him and takes from him all of his armor. Satan's armor has been stripped. His authority has been stripped. We have authority and power over him in the name of Jesus Christ, and we need to exercise that authority and power. Then Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me." There is no neutral ground. What do you think of Christ? Well, I don't know. I think he was a good man. He was a pretty good philosopher. Are you for him? No, I'm neutral. No, you're not. Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're against me. If you're not gathering, you're scattering. Two types of people, the builders, the destroyers. Those who gather, those who scatter. If you're not gathering, you're scattering. You can't be neutral concerning Jesus Christ. He was a radical. You can't be neutral concerning a radical. You've got to have an opinion. You've got to form a decision. And not to be for him is to be against him. Now Jesus, having cast out this demon, teaches a little bit concerning demons. And he said, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest. So there is the intimation that demons, when they are not inhabiting a body, are restless. They seek to find a body to inhabit. And so when an unclean spirit is driven out of a body through the authority and the power of the name of Jesus Christ, they wander through the wilderness areas restless, seeking rest, seeking a body to inhabit, and finding none, he said, I will return to the house from whence I came out. Now, evidently, there are certain conditions which open the doors for demons to enter into a person's body. There are other conditions which prohibit a demon from entering into a person's body. Jesus teaches that they look for a body to inhabit. Evidently, there are things that can restrict their entrance into a body. And I believe that that which can restrict and does restrict is the will of man. I do not believe that a demon can enter into a person against that person's will, whether the person be born again or not. I do not believe that they can violate the free will of man as far as taking possession of a body. But people are often getting involved in the occult, into those areas of spiritism where they are opening themselves to the entrance of demon entities. And by dabbling in the occult, by playing around with Ouija boards or any of these things that have a occultish aspect to them, you are opening the doors for these demons as you are seeking them to somehow mystically guide your destiny with the movement of the marker or with some other type of manifestation. And I believe that when you start getting into these areas, that you are beginning to open the door for demons to come and begin to advise you, begin to direct you. They can inspire people in writing interesting detective stories. They can bring you fame and the spirit writing, and all of these things are doors by which you can open yourself to being possessed by a demon entity. And so I cannot warn you too much against the dangers of dabbling with those areas of spiritism, contacts with spirits and all, because it is in those areas where you can open the door that demons can come in. But I do not believe that they can come into a person against that person's will. As God honors the free will of man, I think he forces Satan to honor the free will of man. So Satan comes in by guise. He leads you into the areas of dabbling into the occult where gradually you become open to these things. Several years ago in the little chapel, we had a young man come into the office. And he sat down and he was obviously troubled. And he introduced himself to me. He said, "My name is Dave Hunt." And he gave me a Time magazine that I had read. A Time magazine that dealt with organized crime and dealt with Lucky Luciano. And in this particular Time magazine, it had one of these little insert articles and the picture of this young man, Dave Hunt, and said, "The mystery man, the associate of Lucky Luciano." And this young man told me his story of how, as he was growing up, he had an intense fascination for power. And when he was 19 years old, he determined that he was going to possess power at any cost. And he said, as he looked at society, he realized that one of the strongest powers in society was the mafia. Stronger than our judicial system because it had bought off the judicial system. It had bought off the government leaders. And so he theorized that Lucky Luciano at that time was the most powerful man in the world. And because his ambition was for power, he decided that he was going to get next to Lucky Luciano and learn the secrets of power, which somehow he was able to get in and become the associate, the constant companion of Lucky Luciano, and it was written up in Time magazine. This mystery kid, young man, where he came from, nobody knew, but he was constantly with Lucky Luciano and was the protege of Lucky Luciano. And he said he enjoyed the power and all of the money and the power that he had through these associations, the control over people, over circumstances. But he said then he began to study the reign of Hitler. And he realized that Hitler was one of the most powerful men in the world. And he learned that Hitler was being guided by men who were involved in what was known as the White Magic Fathers. Men who were into the occult. Men who were in contact with demons. And so he decided to go down to Peru, where at the fall of the Fifth Reich, many of these men, the masters of the white magic who were guiding Hitler, fled to Peru at the end of the war. And he decided to go down and to look them up and to learn from them the secrets of power. And so he went to Peru and he got hold of these white masters and he began to sit at their feet and learn the white magic. Began to dabble into this area of spiritism. And he said he was in his hotel room and he was going through these incantations and all when suddenly this presence came into the room. He said he was very aware of it. This spirit, and he said the spirit began to enter into his body. And he said, "Somehow I realized that if this thing enters into me, I'll no longer have power. I'll become its slave. I'll be under its power and control." And he said, "I became extremely frightened." And he said, though I had only been to Sunday school a few times when I was a kid, I began to cry out, Jesus, Jesus, help me, Jesus. Because he said, I knew that if this thing took over, I'd be lost. And he said, I immediately packed my bags. I ran down to the airport, got a cab to the airport. And he said, I waited at the airport for the next plane out of Peru. And he said, I checked in, got back to Texas. I checked into a motel. And he said, I was so shook, I didn't call anybody. I didn't let anybody know where I was. He said, I was just so shook over this experience. And he said, as I was sitting there in the motel, just thoroughly confused, he said, the phone rang. And the fellow on the phone called him by his name and gave him a cryptic message. And he recognized that these white masters spoke in these cryptic messages. And so he was figuring out the message. And he just about had the message all figured out, but there was one part that the fellow gave to him that he couldn't remember. And he knew that if he could remember that, that he could put the whole message together. And so he was just sitting there thinking, oh, if I only knew that one part, if I only knew that one part of the message. And the phone rang again. And the fellow said, the part of the message that you can't remember is this. And he said, wait a minute, who are you? He said, hey, man. He said, I don't know what's going on, but you guys are weird. He said, what do you mean? He said, who are you? He said, I'm a guard over here at Fort Hood. He said, I'm on duty here, and some old man came by and gave me $100 to call you and give you this message. Gave me the number to call, told me your name, and gave me this message to give you. He said, what did he look like? And he described the white father that he was under in Peru. And he said, he came back a few minutes ago and gave me another $100 to call you back and say that this is the part of the message that you can't remember. And this kid, as he sat in my office, was shaking, visibly shaking. He said, they follow me everywhere I go. I can't get away from them. He said, they won't let me go. He said, I became too involved. And he said, they're right here. They're right here right now. They know what's going on. And I said, yes, Dave, I know that. But I said, they'll never follow you out of here. And according to the scriptures, we took authority and power over those forces of darkness, these fathers of the white magic and their spirit forces, because a stronger than Satan dwells in us. And he has destroyed the armor wherein he trusted, and we were able to spoil these principalities and powers, and we were able to set this young man free. Not because I have any great spiritual power. I'm just a child of God like you, but I know the scriptures. I know my position. I know where I stand. I know the authority that I have in the name of Jesus. I got a letter from Dave a while back. He's now an evangelist, preaching the gospel. And of course, he shared that he has not been troubled since that day. Spirit forces are real. They're not to be messed around with. It is possible for you to open the door by dabbling in the areas of the occult. And there will come a time when, with Dave, they will seek to take over your very body. Now, Jesus said, they wander through these dry places looking for a place to rest, a body to inhabit. And if they find none, they say, well, I'll go back to the house from whence I was driven. And when he comes, he finds it all swept and garnished. And then he goes out and he takes seven other spirits that are more wicked than himself. And they enter in and they dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now, Jesus here is giving a very solemn warning Concerning those people who have been set free from the power of Satan, you don't let a vacuum exist. You've got to replace. There's more to just driving Satan out. There has to be the moving in of the Spirit of God to take residence within. And just to go around delivering people can be the most harmful thing you can do for a person. People oftentimes come to me and say, oh, pray the prayer of deliverance. And I say, no, I'll pray the prayer of entrance. The entering of the power of Jesus Christ into your life. When he enters, the darkness has to go. Light and darkness cannot coexist. And so rather than just praying deliverance for someone, that the powers of darkness be loosed and sent forth, I would rather pray that the power of God come in. The other is a foregone conclusion when that happens. But there's real danger for a person just coming to God just for the help that they might get, coming just for healing rather than the healer.
We'll return with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Luke on our next broadcast, as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible, and we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Luke 11 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
May the Lord be with you and watch over and keep you in the love of Jesus Christ. May you be strengthened by His Spirit in your inner man. And may you comprehend more and more what is the length and the depth and the height and the breadth of God's great love for you. As you reach out to those around you who are less fortunate, God be with you. And may He use you as His instrument to show His love to this needy world. In Jesus' name.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
As Easter is approaching, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is on the hearts of Christians everywhere and how they might witness this beautiful story to their loved ones. With this in mind, The Word for Today would like to present a special MP3 entitled My Redeemer Lives that includes 14 reassuring messages to answer the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and a life that should bring hope to everyone. Also included is a special presentation of the crucifixion from a doctor's perspective, as well as a powerful salvation message shared by Pastor Chuck. And when you order My Redeemer Lives MP3, we'll include a free CD by Pastor Chuck to witness to your loved ones that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. This CD, entitled A Risen Love, clearly presents the evidence to help others make a decision that will impact their immediate and eternal future. For more information, contact The Word for Today at 800-272-9673 or visit us online at thewordfortoday.org.